TOPLESSROBOT.com presents...
You're listening to Animated Opinions, the only podcast that's certified vegan. I'm Melanie.
I am Emily. I don't know if we're vegan.
Are there any animal products made or a part of this podcast?
We ourselves are animals.
Yeah, but we're not torment. Oh, that's a lie. Yeah, this podcast is very cruel to animals, namely us.
Yeah, cruel to... Yeah, we... People are animals, and we are torturing ourselves by doing this podcast and watching shitty movies.
All right, this podcast is, in fact, the opposite of vegan. Take that as you will.
This... Okay, so I... Somebody mentioned Rock Dog at work the other day, and I started defending Rock Dog and, like... Not defending Rock Dog, but I was like, listen, you don't know the facts about Rock Dog, A, B, and C. And I just started like listing facts about Rock Dog. And one of my coworkers is like, are you okay? Why do you know all this? And I don't want my coworkers to know that I am co-hosting an animated opinion podcast. But I also don't want them to think that I love Rock Dog. So... Yeah, we watch a lot of what we think is shit because we hear that it's trash and then we watch it and it turns out to be okay. And then you defend it to people who haven't seen it. And they're just like, oh, well, why do you know all this? Why did you even watch it? What I'm trying to say is that's not the case with Freebirds. Freebirds sucked.
I thought you thought Freebirds was okay.
Why did you call me out like this?
Because I am
in a dark place. No, fuck you. I am in a dark place in my life. And it was such that I came home from work and I was so miserable that I laughed out loud and enjoyed the movie Freebirds.
Really? Because Freebirds instilled in me a boredom coma that most movies... I watched Ugly Dolls for fun the other weekend.
You just
weekend.
Need to be as depressed as I am.
Look, does watching Ugly Dolls for fun not put me in a category of depression? How depressed do I have to be to enjoy Freebirds? Because it did not do anything for me.
I mean, I could get into a really specific situation that led me to that moment, but I would call it a lot. Basically, this podcast is brought to you by clinical depression.
This podcast is brought to you by singular shots of certain animated films.
Jesus. It's not even one shot anymore. It is now three shots because that stupid single beam of light appears in three shots. So we have to get it creatively approved. No, we literally have to go back to the directors and just be like, hey, there is this single shot of light in three shots in this sequence. Can we remove it? So I had to remove this single beam of light, which was super fucking hard. And now it looks... It almost looks dumb, but who cares? And I have to show it. It has to be shown. So my lead had to defend the removal of it because it... basically, it has to go all the way, literally all the way up the food chain to the directors. And they have to be like, yes, you may remove that single beam of light in three shots in one sequence of this animated film. And then I get to do it.
We had to have a war room to figure out if female transitioning to male chest could have nipples. We answered yes, that as long as the nipples are not female presenting, which means that male to female trans nipples cannot appear, but female to male trans nipples can appear. That was the work crisis this week.
That seems weirdly sexist.
You know, that's what I thought, too. I very much agreed with that I'm mad that female presenting nipples cannot appear in any kind of app for some reason. But male presenting nipples can.
Yeah, so if you are female transitioning to male, those nipples are fine.
Yes.
But only on a male presenting chest?
Yes.
So if somebody, like, say that... this individual had not gotten top surgery, but they are identifying male. That's not okay.
Not okay.
Okay, because they're on female-looking titties.
Yep. that's where the this line is drawn.
Stupid.
I know, right? We all agreed with it because we were like, okay, I can see why there should be no nipples at all for a certain age range. That's fine. I agree with that. But once we get into this is for adults, everyone's nipples should be out and about.
I agree with that. You know what? Nipples are fine. I don't give a shit anymore.
That's how I feel. I'm like, nipples are not a sexual organ in the same way that like a dong or, you know, even a buttocks could be.
A booty, if you will.
Yeah, big booty bitch.
Yeah.
But yeah,
big booty bitches.
We both work on ridiculous garbage that manages to take up so much brain space despite being utterly useless.
Like, all I could think about on my drive home was, I hope to God that they approve that shot so that I can remove the light beam. So somebody else's shot is going to get reassigned to me so that I can remove this stupid light beam that shouldn't have been a problem in the first place, but it only got kicked back as a redo because the stereographer wanted something. He wanted the light beam pulled out like 2 pixels. And we discovered that the geometry of the hill is fucked. So it was impossible. So that one single request that should not have been complicated has now turned into this 2-week-long affair. Freebirds.
Freebirds. Hello.
Freebirds.
This week we watched a movie called Freebirds.
Yes, this episode exists because I was at work and I was just having... It literally was a fit of mania. Like, I was sitting at my desk and I was just dead inside. And then immediately I went, holy fuck, we have to watch Freebirds for Thanksgiving. So I messaged Mel and I was just like, please God, can we have a Thanksgiving episode? Can we watch Freebirds? And you're like, yeah, if Ryan approves it. And then, so you asked Ryan if we could approve it. And now we watched Freebirds.
My actual answer was, yeah, if you can manage to not only watch it, but also make the fucking time to record an episode of this goddamn podcast that I am single-handedly carrying over the finish line.
Yes. I'm sorry.
That's right, listener in the Philippines. This is all for you, baby. No one else.
This is literally for you.
This is literally...
Because I'm dying at work.
Listener in the Philippines, God, we love you. I don't know what holidays are in the Philippines. I don't know what holiday, even if you would bother to celebrate Thanksgiving. Probably not. But I hope it's a holiday for you and you enjoy this. Because it's for you. Sorry to all of our other listeners. You're garbage. I hate you.
Yeah, fuck all of you guys. Sorry, my roommate's cat is on my bed and he just started snoring really loudly, so I hope nobody else can hear it.
Oh, Freebirds is a
2013
baby.
American 3D computer animated science fiction comedy about two turkeys who travel back in time to prevent Thanksgiving. Once again, this trash was brought to you by Real Effects, and it was their first theatrical animated feature film, fully animated feature film. Everyone hated this movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. Somehow they got the voices of Owen Wilson, Woody Harrelson, and Amy Poehler. And also we got George Takei.
How? Yeah. I don't know.
How?
Amy Poehler was the most surprising to me because I didn't know she was in this until her voice appeared.
I feel like I knew she was in this, but I also, like, she was the most compelling voice actor in this, too. Like, you can tell it's Amy Poehler.
She was amazing.
Right. But, like, you can tell it's Amy Poehler, but she also brings a unique performance in, even if she has a really recognizable voice.
Yeah.
And, like, I was actually, like, rooting for her character. I felt things for that character. I was like, I'm compelled.
I liked her character. Her character is the only likable character.
This is, well, the baby turkeys were also really cute.
Yes, of course.
Because they're just circles with giant eyes.
Yeah, they were the Angry Birds babies.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's just how all bird babies are.
Oh, my God. I would have rather watched
Angry Birds. I mean,
actual
bird babies are fucking horrific. Again. They drink piss in that movie, and I would rather watch that.
I would have rather watched and talked about Angry Birds for a third time for this podcast.
We could always watch the second one.
I do want to watch Angry Birds, too. All angry birds go to heaven.
More bird content coming to you after the release of the feature animated film that I'm working on before it kills me, if it doesn't kill me. Anyway, Free Birds was originally titled Turkeys. It was scheduled for a release in 2014, but the film was released a year early on November 1st, 2013.
You do the math.
Yeah, so they just pushed up a movie by a full year. It somehow earned money, but it did have a $55 million budget. So it earned $110 million on its $55 million budget. So it doubled, which is respectable, especially for something that's not Disney or Pixar. As we all know, their profit margins increase and no one else's do. It was released by Relativity Media, and it was the second animated feature film release after Nine, the movie God. That everybody forgets about, but is actually horrific.
Also, very good.
The film is amazing. Nine is amazing, not Free Birds. Everybody yes. get that correct. Nine is amazing, but I remembered it very whimsically, and then I rewatched it, and I was fucking horrified.
No, it is not whimsical. It's yeah. like how the first Rugrats movie is really dark in the middle, and you're like, what? Except Nine is that the whole time.
Yeah, where Tommy, like, almost kills his brother.
Yes, and they're lost in the woods, and there is this legitimate death threat of crazed monkeys. And I, as an adult, the Rugrats movie made me too anxious to continue watching.
As a child, the Rugrats movie made me weirdly anxious, and now I think I understand why.
Yeah, it was dark and scary, and the stakes were actually real. Props to them, but also why?
I don't know.
Couldn't they have just been lost in the mall or something?
No, because there were child abductions that I believe that took place just prior to the development of the Rugrats movie.
Oh, I mean, there's always child abductions.
Right, but specifically out of malls. So I feel like that would be a really bad.
That's fair.
Bad look. Honestly, I don't know for sure the dates of the Rugrats movie and or these abductions, but it's fine. I know a lot about.
Yes, true but literal crime. Babies versus Russian circus monkeys. Totally fine.
Yeah, that was that.
Rugrats like was Tony so Hawk. Weird.
It's like Tony Hawk fighting a carny.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Tony Hawk, why didn't you notice us?
Yeah, at Tony Hawk. Let's at him on this episode.
Notice me, senpai.
Please notice me, skater senpai. It's true. Free Birds. The development of the film began in June 2009 and physical production began in January of 2011. So a couple years late on that one. Real Effects and Granite Entertainment launched in 2010. They launched Bedrock Studios, which rebranded to Real Effects Animation. So this studio has gone through an iteration or three, and their goal was to produce under $35 million budget family-oriented projects. Is it oriented or orientated?
Oriented.
Oriented. What is orientated?
Not that.
Okay, cool. Ash Brannon was set to direct the film, dropped out in October 2012. Relativity Media was announced to co-finance, co-produce, and distribute. So Jimmy Hayward took over. Like I said, it was originally slated for a November 14th, 2014 release, but they moved the film up a year to November 1st, 2013 because DreamWorks delayed Peabody and Sherman. So they decided we're going to fill that vacant slot.
When are we going to watch that movie?
Do we want to? I saw it once in college.
I also saw it once and was simultaneously impressed that they dug up such a niche license, but also just like not impressed with the way that they modernized it.
Well, it's DreamWorks, so all that really happens is they'll purchase the rights to anything that has a pre-existing fan base and make it so that they can sell toys and then launch a TV series.
Look, say what you will. but I will argue that that has worked in a few cases. But Mr. Peabody and Sherman is not one that I think they respected the source of enough. And I'm not saying that the Rocky and Bullwinkle side cartoons were anything to shake a stick at. Also, okay, DreamWorks, buy Secret Squirrel. I want a Secret Squirrel movie.
What is Secret Squirrel?
It was a side character from Two Stupid Dogs.
Oh,
Secret Squirrel
right,
and Morocco Mole. These are the things that clog my brain. I don't remember the faces of my loved ones, but I do remember individual segments from Two Stupid Dogs.
I don't think they... I mean, they bought the rights to classic media.
Well, Two Stupid Dogs would be owned by Turner, so I don't think that they're going to let go of that at any point. Even though Turner is not doing shit with any of their licenses. Emily has walked away to talk to her dog.
No, somebody else yelled at my dog, and I'm not happy about it.
She did do a bork.
Yeah, but for what purpose?
Yeah, what does she need to bork for? Do you want to go check on your dog?
No, she's fine.
Are you ready to start with this movie?
I think there was something else I wanted to say about it. Oh, it was retitled Free Birds like a couple months before they released it.
Ah.
So it was turkeys all the way up until March of 2013. And then they're just like, JK, it's Free Birds.
I guess.
Which,
sure.
Why Free Birds? Do we know?
I don't know. Because it's a free bird joke? Maybe they couldn't get the rights to turkeys?
Okay.
Look, title changes happen for a litany of reasons, many of which are legal related.
Right, but I'm trying to think, how can you not license turkeys?
Maybe somebody else was squatting on it. Maybe Butterball was like, we will sue.
I guess that's fair.
So
they should have partnered with, I mean, that would have been a bad idea. Never mind.
No.
Plot of Free Birds, go.
Reggie is a turkey who has always feared Thanksgiving because turkeys have always been on the menu, but his incessant attempts to warn his flock have made him an outcast. When the other turkeys finally realize what's happening, they thoughtlessly throw Reggie outside in an attempt to save themselves. To his surprise, he's named the Pardoned Turkey by the president and is subsequently taken to Camp David. Although initially hesitant, Reggie soon eases into a routine of doing nothing but enjoying pizza from the quote-unquote pizza dude and watching Mexican telenovelas.
Yep.
Yep. This is the best part of the movie. I enjoyed this entire plot arc.
I really enjoyed this. So I have a big computer monitor that I have mounted. So I played Freebirds on that while I was typing on my laptop, which made the Freebirds experience really authentic because it was awful and lagging and terrible. And I loved it, but also hated it because I feel like it's the correct way to view Freebirds.
Okay.
I also watched this movie operating 100% on the assumption that it was just a continuation of the Cars universe.
Ah, because of Owen Wilson.
Yes. And are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
For my favorite interaction of the night. Nora walking past my room. Is this Klaus? And then I just lost my mind.
That's fair. This film immediately is like, turkeys are murdered for us to eat them. And I was like, whoa, all right, we are not going to try and kidify this at all. Great, good. At one point, the turkeys call our main character Reggie the anti-corn, which is funny. It made me laugh. Why do we pardon a turkey? Who knows? It's stupid, just like everything we do. And then also, I thought that the animation on her fake crying looked really bad. Not that the fake crying acting itself looked bad, but that, or like,
okay,
I understood she was fake crying, but I thought that the face rig did not portray that in a way that was appealing.
No, they very clearly didn't put the same amount of time and effort into the human characters as they did to the turkey characters, which is valid because the humans are not, like, integral. Well, some of the humans aren't plot integral, but it's fine. The ones that are, the animation on their faces was okay, minus, boy, Standish, Miles Standish.
Yeah.
He had a very, very caricatured evil face. So his facial animation was a tier, I would say, a little bit above all the other human character facial animation. I kind of loved the little girl just passing the fuck out right whenever she would say, "I'm tired now," and she would immediately conk out.
Oh, yeah. Because
it reminded me very much of, like, teaching little kids. And this one, it was like, "Romy, where are your shoes? Like, you were wearing shoes 3 seconds ago. I blinked and they're gone. How did you do that?"
He was very into removing his shoes.
Yeah, fuck that kid.
Upside down, shoeless in the soccer net.
Yeah, but you turn around and suddenly a child that is under your care that you need to keep alive is, like, strung up.
That was a good time.
Children.
I know. It's weird because the little girl goes through and introduces all of the characters that are surrounding the president with, like, their character flaws, including pointing out one woman and going, "That's the lady that likes my daddy." And I was like, "Oh, a single dad president and a love subplot? Okay, I'm here for it. This seems nice."
See, I liked that because she pointed out, she's like, "That's General Sagan. He has issues." And I was just so into it.
Well, that's also a really easy and funny way to introduce every single relevant character. It's a shame that none of these characters come back.
Yeah, well, Sagan appears again in the time travel bit, but nobody really. Yeah.
Yeah. I liked when she turned on a cartoon. I wanted to watch that instead. And then, where is the turkey getting the pizza money?
More importantly, how did they get the ability to use the Chuck E. Cheese brand?
I don't know, because they didn't say or go to Chuck E. Cheese enough for it to stick with me that it was Chuck E. Cheese, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I noticed immediately.
I also did, but that was a fact that I had already known about the movie, so I'm not counting it.
Okay. I don't know. It just baffled me.
Reggie is kidnapped by Jake, a member of the Turkey Freedom Front, who tells him that the Great Turkey told him to find Reggie and take him back to the first Thanksgiving to take turkeys off the menu. They steal a time machine controlled by an AI named Steve, space-time exploration vehicle envoy. Jake instructs Steve to time travel back to the same day in 1621, 3 days before the first Thanksgiving. All right, I guess we're assuming that Thanksgiving is somehow the same day every year. Once they're there, they are ambushed by colonial hunters led by Miles Standish, but they are quickly rescued by native turkeys led by Chief Broadbeak and his two children, Ranger and Jenny. Yes, Jenny, the turkey. Immediately, the second that Jake came into the picture, bored to tears.
I assume that we know the date of the first Thanksgiving.
I doubt it.
So traveling back in time to that date. Well, they also end up like a couple days before it.
It's fine. Again, it doesn't matter.
It's plot convenient. I thought Alec Baldwin was in this movie, but I was very super wrong.
That's okay. This is the point where I was like, okay, this movie isn't massively ugly. It's not particularly stupid. There's nothing really wrong with it, per se.
Yeah, it honestly, for 2013, it looked pretty good. I feel like it was just advertised poorly and or wrong and wasn't received that well. It definitely was not received well. Critics hated this movie. I don't know what it was competing against, but having been pushed up a year to fill a vacant time slot did not do it any favors.
Goodness, no.
And, like, the designs were definitely fine. The turkeys were fine. And it was above average compared to some of the shit that we've seen.
The biggest problem this movie had, which is really evident in this sequence, is it takes a long ass time to get to where it's trying to get to for seemingly no reason. It isn't like Rock Dog, where they padded the length of time with, like, jokey sequences. Yeah. Like, Rock Dog had the long sequence of trying to get into Angus's house that was full of jokes. And I was like, oh, okay, you're telling some gags. I get it. This movie just Why did it take so long to get to the time travel machine and time travel? I don't know. It just was like plod, plod, plod. It's going to take us 10 minutes to get to the next plot beat just because. And the pacing on the entire film seemed really off up until the very end.
Yeah, it seemed like they needed more time to develop the story, but they didn't have that time. Which, they did what they could, is what I'm going to say to that.
I agree with that.
I think that's what we've got. The turkeys can read. And like so I was like making related comments to the plot. I was like, how can these turkeys read? Immediately after that, it is the next sentence. I didn't even do a line break. This could have been an okay movie, I think. It's a lot. I'm drunk.
Yeah.
I do have to give the movie credit. There were a lot of one-liners that I really enjoyed. Like Reggie is saying to Turkey, whose name I cannot remember, Jake. I had to scroll up and double check, even though I just watched this movie like 2 days ago. Reggie turns to Jake and he's like, if we're going to do this, you're going to have to stop being weird. You don't have to touch me when you talk to me. I was like, why are you touching him anyway? They had throwbacks to the telenovelas, which was funny. And I kind of wanted more interaction with the yellow suit hazmat people. Yeah. I remember seeing them in a trailer for this movie. And they definitely used all of that material in the trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just...
It was slightly better Space Chimps.
Fine. I'm not going to argue with you.
Okay. If I ever meet Andy Samberg, and I've said this more than once, I'm telling him he peaked at Space Chimps.
Oh, I agree. I will also do that to Andy Samberg.
But if I ever meet Amy Poehler, I'm not going to be like, you peaked in Freebirds.
Oh, no, but I will.
Like, it's not that level. No, it's not that level. Like, I want to be like, listen, your performance single-handedly made Freebirds redeemable for me. Thank you.
I agree with that.
I also had the really terrible thought that I wanted this movie to get weirdly racist. The second we were introduced to the past turkeys. Like the very clearly supposed to be Native American turkeys.
Yeah.
I was like, the second I figured that out, I was just like, oh my God, this is going to get so weird.
It was also weird because the movie did a visual implication that Reggie was more closely related to these turkeys and then never followed up with it.
Yeah.
I don't know why they made Reggie look very different than his flock, but then made the past turkeys look like him. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. Maybe like we'll find out that Reggie actually was a past turkey yeeted to the future or something. No.
Mm-hmm.
I was immediately displeased at the fact that there was an identical girl turkey who was clearly the love interest for Reggie.
Absolutely.
I would rather watch the President Turkey movie. This blows. I stand by that sentiment. Put that on the movie poster.
Yeah. I
like your poll quote better of this is just slightly better Space Chimps.
This is just slightly better Space Chimps. Can that be the tag on social media?
Oh, yeah.
This is just slightly better Space Chimps.
Oh, yeah. That's a back of the box quote, baby.
Do we want to get into some weirdly somehow not racial stereotype Native American turkey? I'm going to commend this movie for not getting super weirdly racial stereotypy with it.
Yeah, it really just kind of danced around the issue entirely, and I appreciate that it did not try and either say the Native Americans and the colonists were friends. It just was like, no, we're not doing this.
Unlike Klaus, which was weirdly dismissive of the Native population, it's fine. This movie did great.
This movie distinctly ignored the entirety of it, which I appreciate.
They ignored it, but what more I'm saying is like less like the colonists and the Native Americans were friends and everything. it's more the turkeys themselves are implied to be Native American-esque or like based on Native Americans. And they, like, you can tell, but they also don't go full Peter Pan with it.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean. So shout out to this movie because it could have been super weirdly racist and awful, but they didn't. They somehow did okay.
Agreed. Moving on.
Yes.
Broadbeak, the leader of the native turkey tribe, explains that the turkeys in the area have been forced underground since the settlers came and that they cannot risk fighting back without the settlers taking them. The next day, Broadbeak orders Jake and Ranger to spy on the settlers while Reggie and Jenny spring all the humans' hunting traps. Despite initial hostility, Ranger and Jake find out that the settlers have already begun preparations for Thanksgiving and where they keep their weapons. Meanwhile, Jenny is unconvinced Reggie is from the future, but is impressed with his accidental, unorthodox way of springing the traps. However, they are soon intercepted by Standish, and Reggie is forced to send her into orbit aboard the time machine, validating everything he said. Reggie asks Jenny to go back to the future with him once everything blows over, but she refuses to leave the flock, no matter how much she likes him. Jake then drags Reggie away and tells him he has a plan to attack the settlers. However, Reggie becomes sick of all of his improbable stories and threatens to leave.
Yep. George Takei, a.k.a. Steve, a.k.a. best and most relatable character in the movie.
Still not a fan of this movie. I think the most disappointing part of this movie is that it immediately separates Jake and Reggie and wants you to like and focus on Reggie while doing nothing for Jake. It does not make this a buddy comedy. And so Jake is just left to be the worst character.
Yeah, they try to give him a redeeming arc, but because they separated them and it's not, like, the only time you really see Jake, oh god, I have to remember these movies, I have to remember their names. The only times you really see Jake are when he basically kidnaps Reggie, so immediately off to a great start. He just seems very stuck up and awful, and by separating them and not really giving him any kind of screen time aside from when he's, like, macho manning off against Ranger? Question mark? I know two characters' names, Reggie and Jenny. So, but then they also try and give Jake, like, a sob story a little later. And you just don't really feel anything, and it sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was too late. If the movie had opened on the sob story for Jake, I think it would have done a lot better.
What the movie should have done, all right, here's where it is. We're recutting Freebirds and making it better. We should have started with Jake escaping as a child turkey. And then it would have cut to, so we get the whole, spoiler alert, Jake escapes a factory as a young turkey and then is visited by what he calls the Great Turkey, which is like a prophetic vision from the future slash alien-esque visitation. It should have cut after that to the modern chicken farm.
Yes.
Not chicken farm. Fuck, what are these? Turkeys.
The turkey farm.
Why is this just shitty chicken run with time travel?
Yo, that's the pull quote.
That's the pull quote. Slightly better Space Chimps, still not as good as Chicken Run.
Significantly worse than Chicken Run. We should have just fucking watched Chicken Run.
No, God, because Chicken Run is so good. I love Chicken Run. Are you excited about the Chicken Run sequel?
There's a fucking Chicken Run sequel?
There's gonna be.
What?
Yeah. Oh my God. Welcome.
Oh, I am amazed. I'm super into this.
Yeah, you can Google that later. So yeah, we're recutting it. So we end with Jake, we end with the Great Turkey, and then we see what turkeys have become, and then we can have Reggie. So we start with Jake and we're just like, cool. We have a character that we probably are going to throw back to because we now have Reggie and we see modern turkeys, so that when Jake is reintroduced, we have some background for Jake.
Yeah, and we like Jake.
And the
already.
Great, yeah, and the great turkey thing makes sense because we never see that up until Jake's story arc.
Yeah.
So wow. To have that, I think it would have set a totally different tone for the movie, and I would have enjoyed it more had they done that.
That is a really easy fix that would have solved like 30% of this film's problems.
So we're recutting Freebirds.
I also would cut down a lot on Reggie's like, I'm sad because I'm not a part of the flock thing, because it doesn't really come up. Like, it is a defining trait of Reggie's character, and yet it doesn't prove to be a problem during the rest of the movie.
It's because he finds a flock.
Well, it's weird because it's supposed to be his big issue is that he doesn't work well with others, but he clearly does work well with others and is only outcast by his dumb turkey flock. The minute they get to pass turkeys, smarter. Reggie isn't selfish. That's the thing. Like, Reggie is never like, I'm selfish or I'm mean. He's always like, oh no, let's work together. I'm happy to be here. Reggie did not need to overcome any flaws to become a good character.
No.
Reggie didn't learn anything. Reggie found a place to fit in.
Yeah. You opened TikTok at this point.
Yes, I legitimately opened TikTok to look at it for fun, which I do not do because I don't enjoy TikTok.
I had opinions while you were on TikTok.
Let's hear them because TikTok isn't going to go anywhere.
The movie was good up until I saw the fur on the dogs, the fur texture on the dogs, because holy shit. But they somehow did a horse well, which movies usually do not do. I was fucking shook. They had a shitty texture wrap on the metal of the musket, which was great. Standish has cheekbones that are so sharp, I can't even describe them. Like, this man's fucking chiseled and grizzled. And because it was 2013, there was a Hispanic stereotype bird, which was weird. The trees were beautiful. The environments were fine. I actually enjoyed the environments. Like, the full natural environments. The interiors were okay, but like the outside and the nature elements of it looked fine. The fire looked fine. There's fire later. So I'm genuinely complimenting Freebirds. Good job, Real Effects 2013 team, and these fucking beautiful, beautiful fall trees. I get that Jenny is the like what you call a female turkey, but I hated it. And Reggie introduces himself to her. He's like, I'm Reggie. I'm a Pisces. And she's like, what's a Pisces? I was like, fuck you. I hate this movie.
Agreed.
Leslie Nope. I just have, I love you, Leslie Nope Turkey.
That's very true. I also love Leslie Nope Turkey.
There is a did you talk about the subplot of the human colonists starving, and they're relying on the Native Americans to have this Thanksgiving feast so that they can be friends?
No, because if you blinked and missed it, it happened.
So there is a subplot where the humans are starving, and that is why there is conflict between the humans and the turkeys, because the humans are trying to hold out till the Thanksgiving feast, because they're trying to impress and make friends with the Native American population in the area. And there's one dude in the crowd. He's talking. He's an old man. He's just like, something, something. I'm elderly. He just fucking drops dead of a heart attack on screen. And it's amazing. One of the turkeys has a booty. He do. Jake. Jake tries to immediately commandeer. He's like, we should fight the colonists, etc., etc. And he has a line, what matters is that you stop asking me questions and follow me blindly. It was great. And they have baby turkeys. This is where we're introduced to the baby turkeys in their nursery. And it's great. And Leslie Nope Turkey is just like, oh, that's so cute. She wants you to throw up some worms into her mouth.
That was pretty funny.
That was great. Leslie Nope Turkey is my favorite. And she has like a majority of the lines that are amazing in this movie.
Yeah.
And there was a throwaway. She's talking about how she like didn't really trust Reggie at first because he seemed strange. And he's just like, wait, you trusted me? And she goes, well, not initially. Of course not. I thought you were insane and potentially dangerous. And I was like, who wrote this? Who fucking wrote this movie? Because it's amazing. And we can thank David Stern and John J. Strauss for this. Because they did the story. Yeah, they did the story. The screenplay was Jimmy Hayward and Scott Mosier. So, like, that was great. Thank you for those one-off lines by Amy Poehler that I super enjoyed. She also has just such excellent delivery. We stan Amy Poehler
in this podcast. We do stan Amy Poehler. I'm in the middle of a Parks and Rec rewatch, and it's well worth my time.
Yeah, so we alluded to Reggie's... Not Reggie. Fuck, Jake. Turkey. Male turkey.
Big one.
Big buff turkey. Buff future turkey. Jake. We get Jake's backstory now, because they're in the nursery and they're looking at baby turkeys that are really, really cute.
Jake is very sad. Desperate, Jake tells him that the trip was more about him making up for his failure to save turkey eggs while escaping a factory farm when he was young, maintaining that the great turkey convinced him to go through with this. While still reluctant to believe what he said, Reggie still goes along with his plan. They blow up the weapons shack, but Jake inadvertently leaves a gunpowder trail back to the turkey's hideout. Standish and his men flush the turkeys out from underground, capturing enough for the feast. Broadbeak sacrifices his life to help the remaining turkeys escape. Disgraced, Reggie returns home, where he discovers from Steve that he is the great turkey. He travels back in time to send the young Jake on his mission. Jenny is sworn in as the new chief and orders the remaining turkeys to prepare an attack on the settlers. It's fine. I was bored. I was still bored. And my biggest question was that Jake and Reggie hadn't had any screen time together in like 30 minutes.
I lost a bit of focus at this point because I had some tea to metaphorically drink. There was some hot goss that was happening.
Hell yeah.
It was amazing. Mel knows about it.
It was hot.
It was so hot. I feel like I alluded to earlier and mentioned earlier, my standards were so low that I was entertained by Freebirds. And I'm sorry.
It took so long for nothing to happen.
I also thought it was interesting that Jake and Reggie seemed to have caused the first Thanksgiving.
Very true.
Which was weird. I wanted them to have that moment where they were just like, oh no, we caused this. But how do you prevent that? Like if the whole thing is caused, so you would have to go, yeah, you would have to do some time travel bullshit, which we get because, Owen Wilson turkey time travels again and again. So there's like three versions of him that talk to each other. In that big fire, Standish like tosses liquid on the fire. And I was like, what the fuck is this? It's not like they had fire starter or gasoline.
Actually they did. They had like lamp oil.
Oh, I guess it could have been
kerosene. Yeah.
All right. Okay. I just assume it was gasoline. And holy fuck. Jesus rip fucking Christ, dude.
Yeah.
Broadbeak.
The dad's death was metal. He literally,
like, we see. Yeah. He was just like, he sacrificed himself. And it was very clearly like. And this is where the rigs on the turkeys were better than the rigs on the humans. You could like see. And they did this really well. God damn it. Freebirds, you did so good at some points and then so bad at others, but the animators for this knew what they were doing. They gave great performances. These characters gave great performances when they needed to. And like the scene where Broadbeak sacrifices himself, you can see the conflict on his face. You can see that he's weighing his options, and you can like see when he comes to the conclusion that he has to die for this, for everybody else to be saved. And it was a lot. And then immediately after that scene, like, Amy Poehler was great. The score did it so many favors. And there's a scene right after that where they're just like, they have to pick a new leader. And the range of emotion that Jenny goes through in that scene and that Amy Poehler voices was so good.
The non-Reggie and Jake parts of the Native Turkeys story was really well done, and I thought was charming, which is even more painful that I was like, oh, I like the story about Jenny and Ranger having to like buck up and lead the turkeys, and that Jenny ends up being the one and Ranger isn't mad about it. He's like, ooh, dad picked well. And I was like, oh, that's really sweet.
Yeah, I loved that he was like super supportive and that he didn't challenge it, because I kind of expected him to get pissed, but he was just like, no, this was our father's decision. I love and support you because I am your brother. And he picked well.
Good.
And there's a beautiful like feather tornado that reminded me of Tumbleleaf's series finale. But it was just so cool. Like the environments and the moments in Freebirds that like needed to hit emotionally. I mean, for the past turkeys, the present turkeys. So Jake's emotional story didn't really hit that well. Reggie doesn't really have any big emotional moments. But Jenny should have been the main character.
Yeah.
Okay, rewrite Freebirds where Jenny is the main character and these turkeys come from the future to the past. But we follow her instead. Which we kind of do.
Yeah.
More of that. Please.
More of that would be nice. Steve comes in and speeds up the plot. There's three Owen Wilsons and it's better than like 30% of this movie easily. And then there's time travel bullshit. It all happens.
Yeah. Owen. Oh, God. I'm so sorry. Maybe Freebirds was more boring than I thought. Owen Wilson Turkey literally steps out of Steve again, like doubles down on the time travel bullshit. And he's like, I have come from the future. I have important news to tell you from the future. You're an idiot. And classic. I was like, okay. All right. Time travel.
Yeah.
It was good.
Jenny, Jake, and Ranger lead the turkeys in an attack on the settlement just as the chief and his tribe arrive. Inspired, Reggie goes back in time to stop the attack, inadvertently trapping Standish in the time stream somehow. Through Steve and the pizza dude, Reggie convinces the settlers and Indians that pizza is a more acceptable food than turkeys. I would like to roll back for a brief moment and re-roll that and say, Reggie convinces the settlers and Native Americans, not Indians, sorry about that Wikipedia summary, y'all, that pizza is a more acceptable food than turkeys, taking them off the Thanksgiving menu entirely and introducing both heart disease and sodium issues to the Native Americans and settlers. Reggie stays with Jenny while Jake takes Steve in order to look for new adventures.
They literally have a line in the movie when they're facing off against the colonists where the like steward of the town or whatever he is says, those are some angry birds. And my immediate reaction to that was get the fuck out.
Mine was 0 out of 10.
Yeah. This was the moment where you were just like, I don't give a fuck about these human characters. I don't think we're supposed to care about them because the humans themselves are antagonists, like as, you know, as a general thing, but they try and give them like a reason to be antagonists. And I think that's where they went wrong with it. Like,
I agree with that.
People eat turkeys. We know that people eat turkeys. It's Thanksgiving. We didn't need any more than that, but they're like, no, we need one central villain for people to hate. So here's Miles Standish, a historical figure.
I had heard that the ending of this movie was everyone going to Chuck E. Cheese. Really sad that that doesn't happen. 0 out of 10.
But they had beautifully textured pizza.
Yeah, it was sponsored pizza.
It was sponsored pizza. And the delivery guy like walks out of Steve and just goes, this is like way outside my free delivery zone. Fuck you, movie.
Bad animated movie cinematic universe idea. Freebirds and Barnyard take place in the same world.
Oh my god. I don't know how I feel about that, actually.
I'm gonna call it. That's how my cinematic universe works.
I mean, you can have that.
We speculated on what kind of broken people we were for watching this movie. The answer is obvious.
Yeah, I was so emotionally broken and fucked up that I enjoyed Freebirds. I was mad about it. Not like super mad about it, but just aware of it just enough that I could be mad about it. And I was so void of all emotions that I openly laughed at Freebirds more than once.
Hi, I teared up at the end of Ugly Dolls. This did nothing for me.
Ooh, oof.
Ooh, baby, oof. Ugly Dolls tried to push all the buttons and it worked.
I have to watch it now.
I have a lot of feelings about Ugly Dolls. We have to do it as an episode.
Okay. I have a lot of feelings about Klaus, and I messaged you all of them.
Yeah, we also have to watch Klaus. I have to watch Klaus.
I had opinions on it.
I know.
They were animated.
I really
some of them
were
all caps.
That I'm going to have a lot of opinions on Klaus that you don't already have.
I just am a little bit pissed that people are just like, it's so innovative. It's like they added shadows. It's fine.
Yeah.
Like, chill. Chill. And the voice acting wasn't compelling. Anyway, I always play a game called Time to See If I Know Anybody Who Worked on This Movie. And the answer is no. But I want to call out a couple names. And I think we've seen some of these names in previous real effects movies. We've definitely seen Geoffrey Bodo.
That is a name.
Yeah. G-E-E. Fweebodoe. Geoffrey Bodo.
Yeah, Geoffrey Bodo.
I'm butchering it. There was also Joseph Rocket Eckers. Rocket was not in quotes. I assume that Rocket is his middle name.
Assuredly.
Yeah, there was somebody that I vaguely knew, like I have associated with. And then they had the production babies. Someone deadass named their kid Jean Valjean.
Love it.
There was literally I think it was like Jean Valjean, like Norris or something normal at the end, or Jean Valjean, like Andrews. And I was like, you assholes. I cannot believe that you did that to a child.
I like it.
Like they had to have known. They knew what they were doing.
That is a joke that they're going to laugh about for years.
Okay. Just needed to check.
Great. Did you see this mid-credits scene?
Yeah.
I did it not manage mid- to get it no, to no, roll. No.
It wasn't mid-credits. It was right after they do the like the starring names and like produced by, et cetera, et cetera. So it wasn't mid credits. It was right after the top build credits.
Oh, Jesus. That shows how little I cared. So the Google Play movies doesn't have a bar, like a progress bar. It just tells you how long is left. And at one point I paused it and it just said Freebirds 20 minutes remaining. And I was like, no,
no.
That is an existential nightmare, just telling me how many minutes are remaining. I don't know why, but I was like, oh, dear Lord.
So I did the same thing. I was not compelled at the beginning of Freebirds, and I remember pausing it to have a conversation with Nora and Anna, and I saw that I was only like 30 minutes into it, and I was like, son of a bitch, I've been watching Freebirds for 8 years. And then the time travel bullshit kicked in. I was like, okay, I'm okay.
Mine was the exact opposite. I enjoyed it up until the time travel bullshit. And then I was like, nope, I'm out. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Mid-credits, Jake returns pretty much right after leaving Reggie and Jenny. And he was just like, what time is it like? And they're like, dude, you just left. And Jake tells everybody about the turducken. And the Wikipedia summary says, implicating that Standish's erasure from history has thrown the future out of whack.
Which doesn't make
any
sense.
I would argue that the turducken just was going to happen anyway.
Yeah, I agree with that. This is not a movie that I would recommend that you watch at Thanksgiving. If you have to watch something on Thanksgiving, oh God, I have to recommend a Thanksgiving
thing. Don't
watch
something.
Yeah, have you ever seen any kind of Thanksgiving television that you liked or movie?
I don't. Football.
No, but like, you know, like Cartoon Network and stuff always play specials.
There's no like Thanksgiving media that is compelling because the story of Thanksgiving is so bland.
Well, because the story of Thanksgiving is so bland because they packaged it up as a bland, kind story when it was seriously a human atrocity that we still celebrate via eating turkey.
Yeah, we should get that movie.
Oh, I recommend the Thanksgiving episode of King of the Hill. I think it's called Wheel of Choices. Done and done.
I can't believe you know that off the top of your head.
Emily, I know every episode of King of the Hill off the top of my head. I've seen King of the Hill like 6 times over and will continue to watch it until I'm dead in the ground.
Oh my god. There, all right, Freebirds.
Freebirds.
Freebirds. Grossed $55 million in North America. Like 55.75 million dollars. It's fine. I don't really want to get into the digits. So it made back its budget. And then in other countries, shockingly, that don't have Thanksgiving, so I can only assume that Canadians spent $54 million to see this movie because they're the only other people that have Thanksgiving, grossed their worldwide total of $110 million, so doubling down. In North America, the film opened number 4 in its first weekend with a pretty respectable $15 million, almost $16 million, behind Ender's Game, Bad Grandpa, and Last Vegas.
Oh, geez.
Ooh, but in additional its second... Oh, yeah, go.
No, you go.
In its second weekend, it moved up a slot because it was closer to Thanksgiving, and then it dropped back to number 4 and then dropped back to number 5.
I'm going to ask a question. Do you think this movie got the ducal treatment for other countries where they like slapped a Julie Andrews narration on it to explain what Thanksgiving is and make sense of the American nonsense that is happening and maybe recut it entirely to make it make more and or less sense and to add some fart jokes?
I don't think so, because they kind of narrate it well enough and explain it without that.
I don't know. I felt like Freebirds really required you to have knowledge of American Thanksgiving in order to understand it within the first 10 minutes.
Well, let's see where else it was released.
Again, I think opening with the factory farm would have solved all of these problems because you don't even need to know really about Thanksgiving to understand.
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to pull up the IMDb for Freebirds and see where else this was released. Because I think that's going to depend.
Because, like, really, how far could this have been released? Like, even, I guess you could release it in, like, some Spanish-speaking countries. In Canada. Yeah.
They have Canadian Thanksgiving.
Australia, maybe. Okay. Like,
let's see. Box office. See more.
I'm going with there's a Dougal cut. Release the Dougal cut.
It was released in Guam, Austria, France, Kazakhstan, Malaysia, Russia, Singapore, Canada, Pakistan, Turkey. prior to its US release.
Wow.
And then it was released in like the DR, Morocco, Brazil, India, Jamaica, Philippines, Greece, Israel, Kuwait, Qatar, Romania, Vietnam, Bangladesh, Italy, Estonia, UK, Ireland, Peru, Mexico, Belgium, Netherlands, Hong Kong, Portugal, Spain, Lithuania, Hungary, Iraq, Ukraine, New Zealand, Poland, Argentina, Chile, Slovenia, Taiwan, Germany, Lebanon, Fiji, Serbia, China, Kenya, South Korea, Japan, Indonesia, and Australia. Australia, a full year later. November 20th, 2014. Huh, all right. Indonesia was November 7th, 2014. Weird. What the fuck? So clearly, from all of those territories, what was that, like 30 territories?
Yeah.
Yeah, they scraped together $55 million. So think about that. If it was released to one market and it made $55 million, and then was released to 30 more and made $55 million. Not a lot of people saw Freebirds. Probably a lot of expats.
Yet another question. Uh-huh. We've managed to wring out the singular fringe furries that love Rock Dog. Do we think that those people exist for Freebirds? I'd say no, because the Rock Dog characters are at least visually appealing.
They're anthropomorphic. Like,
yeah, they're cute. I think that's the thing. Looking.
So the turkeys and Freebirds are very much turkeys. They're not humanized in any way, shape, or form. They're not wearing clothes. They're not like, they're not anthropomorphized in any way. So I don't think that would exist. Whereas Rock Dog, the characters are very... That's the other thing. In Freebirds, they are still animals. They are not taking the place of people. Whereas Rock Dog, the furry subgenre of fans, Rock Dog is replacing people with animals. Yeah. Like fully anthropomorphized animals.
All right.
So if you think about it, Freebirds probably made around $2 million in every country that it was released in. Minus the U.S.
We can only aspire to fail upwards in such a beautiful way.
Critics hated it. That's all I'm going to say. There are a lot of really bad.
Oh, yeah.
There are a couple people who are like, it was fine.
Popular animation YouTuber Pan Pizza or Rebel Taxi just very recently released a video on Freebirds. So sorry if your viewing happened to overlap with this podcast. Yeah, I thought that's why you said you wanted to watch this.
I don't know who that is.
Why do you not know anything?
Because I live under a rock and I work all the time and I don't have a social life.
Then where did this brain fart of Freebirds come from?
Because I was thinking about Thanksgiving and how I was originally going to spend Thanksgiving crying in a Target parking lot.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, it's fine.
God. Oh, God. We gotta stop before we make everyone sad. Look, this has been Animated Opinions. I'm gonna go comfort Emily. Donate to our Patreon and maybe she'll be less sad and she won't have to live stream at the $10 tier from the Target parking lot her sad Thanksgiving dinner of Pocky and whatever else she can scrape together from Target. But if you want to donate at the $10 tier, that live stream will be available and archived for you.
Yes. Yes. I'll listen to some royalty-free music. So that actually, if it's a live stream, it doesn't really matter.
It does actually. Twitch will mute you if you have
really
copyright.
Well, who
music
says I'm yet doing it on Twitch? It's my private Snapchat.
Oh, if it's your private Snapchat, that's fine. No one will mute you, especially if it's a private live stream. No one will come at you for copyright. They will come at you though if we archive and post the video anywhere.
Yes. So if you want to see me cry in a Target parking lot on the day of Thanksgiving, you're going to have to like that's it's a one and done. We can't record that.
Yeah, and it's probably happening, Checks Watch, right now, based on our release schedule, unless you happen to be listening the exact day this releases. If you're listening even a day later, fuck you. Also, recommendation, unrelated, there's a podcast that comes out once a year on Thanksgiving in which the McElroy brothers and the Australian guys from another podcast watch Paul Blart 2 once a year what? Until they're dead. Please what? Listen to that. It's called Death Till Death Do Us Blart.
What?
Do you not know about this special once a year podcast?
No.
Oh, you have like 5 episodes to listen to.
I have to do it before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you got to catch up.
Oh my God. That's why the McElroys were tweeting about how much they hate Paul Blart Mall.
Yes, because they are legally obligated to watch this movie once a year until they die.
Do you think one of them is going to kill themselves rather than watch Paul Blart Mall 1 year?
No, because they've all agreed that they'll probably end up passing on this curse to their children.
You're kidding me.
No, they have to nominate successors.
That is awful.
Oh, it's so good. It is a very good podcast.
I love it. I cannot wait till one of the McElroy brothers. This is terrible. I cannot wait until one of the McElroy brothers is dead. Please at them so that they can and timestamp this so that they can hear this. I cannot wait until one of the McElroy brothers is dead and the reading of the will comes in and everyone in the room has their fingers crossed that they are not named in this will as the person taking over Till Death Do Us Blart.
Yeah, as the successor of the Blart throne.
Could you imagine being in that room while a lawyer is reading off a McElroy will and it's just like, please not me, please not me, please. Because they have, I think all of them have multiple children.
No, I think actually all of them only have one child. Except I don't think Travis has any children. Justin doesn't have two children. He just has the one baby.
Well, who's the one that got the vasectomy? That they literally talked about every single episode of their podcast until it happened and then afterwards.
It had to have been Travis because Griffin and Justin both have singular children.
Yeah.
I don't know. Why are we talking about other podcasters' penises? That feels rude.
Because you plugged Till Death Do Us Blart and then I wanted to think about everybody post- McElroy funeral and everybody praying to whatever deity that exists that they're not named successor until death do us part.
Look, okay, if these good people want to pay $30 on our Patreon, they can come and listen to our special McElroy vasectomy podcast that we release twice a week, talking about which one of the McElroys may or may not have received a vasectomy. But until that point, and don't you fucking think that you're not getting this premium content for free, we do this for you, the listener. You're just going to have to wait until next week's Animated Opinions. I'm Melanie.
I'm Googling which McElroy brother got a vasectomy.
Bye.
It's Justin.
Oh. Bye.